Here you go, four things you should pay someone else to do. Four things you should pay someone else to do. Change the oil in your automobile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, don't be getting underneath there.
For the inexperienced, changing your oil is not only physically difficult, also, altogether, boys, it's environmentally unfriendly.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, for people who are old, like me, they might remember that there was a place here in town where you could actually go. The deal is the easiest way to do this is to have a place where you can elevate your car and then just stand under it, right? I mean, wouldn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a place on just off of University Drive, just off Texas Avenue, just south of the Bryan College Station line. If you know where Rosemary Street is, right
mm-hmm.
there, okay. There's a street that you turn off to the left, and I don't know what it is, but it leads into the university housing right there. And you used to be able to take a right there, kind of off in the woods, and there was a place that you would just drive in, and then it was hollowed out underneath, and you would walk down and change your oil there. And they put a 55-gallon drum there so that you could throw your old oil filters.
Huh.
Okay. Just leave it out there for everybody?
Yeah, of course. Now, again, that was another day and another time. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And people who are oldsters will remember, you know, where that was. But that's back when it was a little bitty town. We used to be able to do that there in College Station. And I would bet that if you dug down about 10 feet to this day, there's probably this, you know, giant ooze of oil down there because, you know, EPA would probably come in there and shut it all down. It was a piece of land that I think A&M owns. And it was where there was some talk a few years ago about maybe putting a tourist center there, right across from, it's where the little children laughing and playing statue is,
yeah.
You know, at the
mm-hmm.
Bryan College Station line.
Right.
Yeah, right back there in those woods.
Right across the street from a local toy store.
That's exactly right. Yeah, matter of fact, that's,
mm-hmm.
but they used to, you could change your oil back there. So it's kind of fun. Hello.
Yeah, let's talk about the oil change station.
Yeah. Yeah, do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely. And that was university-owned property.
Yeah.
Changed my oil there many times in the late 60s and the early 70s.
Yeah, there was only one problem is that it was kind of a uniform height, and so, like, I had to stand on something.
Ah, yes.
to be able to, you know, empty it out. But anyway, it's fine. Formal printing jobs. Yes, you can do printing invitations and posters and other stuff like that, but some things just look better if you have the pros do it. So, formal printing jobs. Selling valuable personal items. If you're trying to offload collectibles, vintage clothes, or antique furniture, you may be better off with help from professional sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, your taxes. The IRS commissioner doesn't even do his own taxes. Nor did Tim Geithner.
Ah.
At all. Anyway, hire or buy some software. It's just, you know, it's complex. Have you seen that India is about to start this ID project for their entire population?
Good luck with that.
Which is, what, almost 1.5 billion people?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah, 1.2. India's tech savvy. And it's being tested now as the country embarks on the daunting mission of assigning a unique 12-digit number to each of its 1.2 billion people. The project, which seeks to collect fingerprint and iris scans from all residents and store them in a massive central database of unique IDs, is considered by many specialists the most technologically and logistically complex national ID effort ever attempted. Like, yeah. And again, you've been there. I mean, there's some places where the concentration of people is staggering.
Yes.
How are you going to be able to locate all of those people?
Well, and again, with such a place that has such a wide disparity in terms of socioeconomic status.
Sure.
Oh, and let's go ahead and throw the caste system into that as well.
Right.
So
right.
There's another layer. Yeah, I don't see how that's going to be pulled off very easily.
The leaders of the country pinning their hopes on a program to solve development problems that have persisted despite fast economic growth. They say that the unique ID numbers will help ensure that government welfare spending reaches the right people. Oh, yeah, they're working. This is for government efficiency? Because I'm going to just go out on a limb and say that governments just about any place where there's a democracy probably aren't the most efficient necessarily. we'll see how this all works out for them. By the way, so they're going to reach the right people. That will allow hundreds of millions of poor Indians to access services like banking for the first time. Did you see the story about the Indian guy who has opened up his new home that he built in Mumbai?
Oh, yeah, and it cost like $11 billion.
It cost $1 billion. That's how much the house cost. It has 27 stories. So let's go ahead and have it in, what, one of the poorest cities in semi-civilized world. Yeah, $1 billion house. How's that working out for you? Okay. Oh, here
we
go.
Yeah, but I bet his HOA will still pop him if he does something wrong.
Hey, here's the good news. Now, we can do two things. We can talk about NASA, or we can talk about McDonald's. Which one? Which one do you go for? Huh? Huh? Come on. You guys, today, because it's
McDonald's.
Almost election day.
Okay, McDonald's.
All right, McDonald's.
McAdee's.
This is really great news. I don't... if I had a little announcement horn... Oh, there you go. The McDonald's McRib sandwich returns tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that is big news for a lot of people.
It is, because, after all, where else can you get basically a giant slab of pork bologna?
Pressed pork.
Yeah, pressed pork bologna. The McRib returns to menus across the nation for its six-week limited run starting tomorrow. Why don't they leave it on there for good? The company claims there's not enough consistent market demand to add the sandwich to its standing menu. When's the last time you had one of those, guys? Because, I mean, that sauce...
I've never had one.
No, I can't think of a word that describes that sauce. Well, I can, too, but anyway. Then there's the McDLT. Remember that one? Whatever happened to that?
Oh, that one was, you know, they keep the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
First marketed in 1985.
Yeah, and stopped marketing in 1985.
Yeah, they had the pickle, the tomato, the cheese, and the bun over on that one side.
Why would you want to keep the cheese cold?
I don't know.
Isn't the object of having a cheeseburger to have the cheese melted?
I think so. Now, it's set, and they put it in a styro container, which,
well,
of course, was earth-friendly.
I was going to say, that's part of the problem right there. So.
Actually, it says here they went till 1990.
Really?
Remember McDonald's fried pies? Yeah. Yeah. Prior to 1992, you could get those right there deep fried, not baked. They were deep fried.
Mm-hmm. I guess I thought they were still fried.
Yeah, no. Apparently, they're baking because they're so much healthier for you.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
They did, in some places, I don't think they did it here, McPizza. McPizza.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, early 1990s. And, of course, there are dozens of other discontinued McDonald's items. For instance, the Arch Deluxe.
Oh, you remember that marketing campaign?
No, I don't.
You
I
don't?
Knew it didn't work.
Well, because that was the whole thing when McDonald's said, we're going to stop marketing to children. We're going to go after adults.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to upscale our clientele a little bit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You've made billions of dollars on hamburgers the size of hockey pucks with a clown pushing it and Happy Meals, and now you're going to cut yourself off at the knees. No, that'll work just fine.
That was the old CEO.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy's not there anymore. Who could forget the Hula Burger? This is a pineapple slice that replaced the meat patty. And I think Ray Kroc liked this idea, so obviously that's why he made it. There were McDogs, there was the Philly cheesesteak, there were chicken fajitas, there were Mighty Wings, and the grilled cheese Happy Meal. Boy. Anyway, just stuff from McDonald's. There you go. All right, we'll do NASA in a little while.
Yeah.
7:46.